Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Sadi Dalad, Seif Gimel. Misheni Yachol Chavin Arucho Zichavim Libo Aviv Sheba Shemayim. What if you don't know which way is east? You don't know which way to daven. So then, have in mind that you're davening to Hashem. You don't know which way is the right way. So you're davening to Hashem and you're Yotzei your Tefillah. And you're certainly Yotzei your Tefillah that way as well. Seif Dalad. Hayrochev Al Chamor Ain Sarich Lerid Lispalo. I feel him yeshlo mishetofe es chamoro. El mispalel derech hilucho. Chinim haye besfino agabe karon. Im yocho gamo omeid vim lav yoshim chomo mispalel. You're on the chamor, you're on a boat, so you're allowed to daven when you're on the chamor. The Mishtibur explains why. It's hard to get off and wait. Vein daitum yeshevas alav aydei zeh. You're not going to have good kavana because you're delaying and you have to go somewhere. And it's going to take away your time. So if you're on the chamor, so you daven on the chamor. In other words, you'll end up having more kavana if you keep on daven. If you daven while the chamor is moving, while the boat is moving, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and even olim haya holich baraglov mispal derech hilucho afim ein panav keneged Yerushalayim. I feel a shomokum sakana. Wow, even as you're walking, you can daven. You're facing the wrong way also. Why? Kim yamod v'yispalel yiksheb ein of ichur darko v'yitareid libo v'lo yuchal lechaven. Wow, you're not going to have kavana. This is an amazing halacha. This halacha shows how important kavana is. That even if you're walking, and that's certainly not ideal, but if you have more kavana, if you daven as you walk, then that would be mutter. Oh, so the poskim say that if you're on a bus and to get off the bus to daven and then go back on, you know, when the next bus comes, it's going to have a big delay. So it's better to daven when you're standing in a way with that's better more it's better to daven that way. But here, if you get off the bus, you're going to feel if you feel that by the delay, you'll end up having less kavanah because you're worried about getting where you have to go. And you can daven even on the bus. We'll see. You daven sitting down, even on the bus. Now, let's say you're davening on the bus, and you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you get to your bus stop. So the posting quote from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, you can get off during Shemoneh Esrei. Because if we let you daven even as you're walking, to avoid being distracted and to have more kavanah, here you're going to miss your bus stop, for sure you're going to be distracted. So the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you'll get off the bus and go walk to somewhere where you can finish davening and then continue wherever you have to go. We'll see you later, Bezrat Hashem, in a future shiur, the idea of actually walking during Shemoneh Esrei, if it's going to ruin your kavana, and this is an example. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh machmirim lamod ba'avos, v'roi lachus v'divreim imu shalom makam sakana. Some are machmir that by avos you should stand, not be walking when you daven, or if you can stop the chamor for that short while. Why? Because kavana is very important in avos. It's ma'akev the whole tefillah. We'll get to later, Bezrat Hashem. And it is hard to have full kavana when you're walking. So if you can, at least stop for avos, and then continue walking afterwards.
Seif hei. Hayoshev v'sfino ba'agolo, imyocho lamod b'makom hakriyos omeid, kidei shakriya mu'umar u'pesir sholosh psios.
The Shulchan Aruch says, you're davening sitting down on a boat or on a wagon. You should try to stand up for the kriyos when you bow down, and to take the three steps back when you finish Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes this zatzal, quotes this halacha. If someone's davening on an airplane or something, so you daven and you think you have more kavana davening sitting down. Often that's the case. If you're on a bus and you're afraid to stand up, if you daven standing up on the airplane, you might get in the people's way sometimes. There's no way to do it that's comfortable, and you have more kavana sitting down. So you daven sitting down indeed, and you try to stand up for when you bow. You can't take the three steps back on the airplane if you're sitting in your seat, but at least the bowing you can do. Rav Moshe quotes this halacha. Now, If a person is davening, sitting down, your feet should be together. And the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't sit with your legs crossed, because that's not an appropriate, that's the way of Derech Gaiva, that's not an appropriate way to sit. And you sit in a Kavadika way, with your head down a little, and trying to daven with Kavana while you're sitting down. Now, the Ramah adds on that if you're riding on a behemoth, so you should try to take the three steps back with the animal. Yachzer behemoth shlosh psios achorav. With the animal, take the three steps back, if possible. Nowadays, if a person, for some reason, is davening in a wheelchair, so at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, the poskim say to wheel back a little would be the equivalent of taking the three steps back. Okay. Sifav. Chol mispalel afilu shochev al tzido v'shiyocha l'chavein daito. A person who's sick and they can't stand up at all. So he should daven on his side. You're not supposed to daven on your back. He should try to daven on his side. And again, if he can stand up for the bowing, he should try to stand up for the bowing. If a person, mamish, can't daven at all for some reason, so at least he should think about the davening. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, and he says, as Shulchan Aruch says, the efshar to yotze b'zeh b'diev, maybe even yotze, when you daven to behir hu, why? Me'achar she'anus huat, since right now it's impossible for you to daven on your anus, so then that counts as davening. V'im'enu yachol chavein daito, if your mamish can't have any kavan at all because you're sick, then just say shema, if you can, because the main mitzvah of shema is kavan is only the first pasuk, and that you can have kavana for, say shema with the first pasuk with kavana. And a person mamish, because he's sick, he can't think straight at all, that's the minimum he would have to do, and try to be maharher the rest if possible. Asif ches yesh li zoher lo lismoch atzmo lo amud ol chaveu b'shas tefila. You shouldn't be leaning on someone or something during davening. And here there are different levels. Tefila has to be standing up. Again, unless there's some sort of onus where it's impossible, you have to daven standing up. Oh. Now, if you're leaning on something in a strong way, that's not called standing. That's called sitting. Oh. To lean on something in a small way, what does that mean? That means if you would pull the item away, you wouldn't fall over. That's called a minor leaning. If you pull the item away and you'd fall over, that's a full leaning. That's like you're sitting. If you'd pull the item away and you wouldn't fall, that's leaning. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you saw mikveh miksas, that's mutter. Oh. But some say no. Some say you have to stand up be'ema. You're in awe of Hashem, in reverence. You have to stand up straight. And if that's true, you shouldn't lean at all. You shouldn't lean at all during Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah says, makom hadchak yesh lafil katam harishon. That if you need to lean a little, it's okay. It's better not to lean during Shemoneh Esrei. Even the small leaning. But if you need to, the small leaning is mutter. Now, some people are stand by a shtender during Shemoneh Esrei, and they're holding it just for balance. That's not called leaning at all. That just helps you maintain your balance. That's for sure 100% mutter. So there are three levels. There's leaning very strongly, where if you pull the item away, you're going to fall over. That's like sitting. There's leaning a little bit. That's mutter b'shas harchak. It's better not to. Then there's holding a shtender just to keep your balance a little bit. That's 100% mutter during Shemoneh Esrei. Well, if you're sick and you need to lean, so Mishnah Berurah says that leaning, even leaning fully, is better than sitting. In other words, if you have a choice of sitting or standing but leaning in a strong way, that's standing is still better. Standing in a strong leaning is still better than a full sitting. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Kaf Dalet. If someone is sick.